Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kamala Harris, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Big Figure. How are you doing?
I am doing exceptionally well. Pleasure and an honor to be speaking to you again, our Vice President Kamala Harris on the phone. Let me first start by wishing you a happy early Founders Day.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I just literally yesterday saw one of my line sisters. We were talking about all that it means. So thank you very much. That means a lot. Thank you. Absolutely.
You was running through these ATL streets more recently this week, pushing voting rights. Where do we stand as a people and as a nation on voting rights?
Well, where we stand is prepared to fight, and because everything's at stake. Yeah, I was in Atlanta at Morehouse with the president talking about what, you know, we've been fighting for generations, but most recently, in particular, after 2013 and the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, what we need to do to restore voting rights for Americans. And what does that mean, by the way? Let's be really clear. It means access to the ballot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means that we now have, since so many people, historic number, turned out to vote in 2020, there are various states, including the state of Georgia, the state of Texas, all over the country, many, many states, have put in place laws that are making it more difficult for people to vote, and in particular, Black people, brown people, disabled people, students.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to fight against that, because we have to maintain a democracy that gives everyone equal access to the ballot. And as far as I'm concerned, your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice. When people voted in 2020, they said they wanted things like bring down child poverty. And so when we came in office, we were able to extend the child tax credit, which means that as of last year, we reduced child poverty among Black children by almost half. People said that they wanted rules that would say that the Department of Justice has to say no more chokeholds, no more carotid holds, go after police departments who are engaged in illegal behavior, investigate them, hold them accountable. We've been able to do that because people voted. People said we want access to capital for our small businesses. And so we have been growing the ability of community banks to make loans to small businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, because that's what people wanted. People said rich people should pay their fair share of taxes. And so our policies have been saying about rich people need to pay their fair share of taxes. But also, you'll remember with the American Rescue Plan, people who are out of work because of COVID through no fault of their own should get those $1,400 checks a month.
Mm-hmm.
That all happened because people voted and they said that's the kind of leadership they want. So what ended up happening? People voted. They got what they asked for in terms of those things.
Right.
And then these states are starting to put in place laws to make it more difficult. In Atlanta, in Georgia, for example, where I was this week, they're passing laws that will make it against the law to give people water and food while they're standing in line to vote.
Right.
We're finding that they're trying to get rid of around the country in these various states laws that would make it would get rid of the drop-off. Think about what that means, Big Tigger. Think about what it means if you are a parent, a single parent, a mother or a father, and you got those three bad kids in the back seat, and you got to just get them to calm down, but you want to go vote.
Right.
Well, you can then do your ballot at home and drop it off. Just drive right by, drop it in the drop-off, keep on driving to take care of them kids, as opposed to having to stand in line for hours. That's what we should be doing to make it easier for working people, for all people to vote. And so this fight right now on voting rights is about securing the right of everybody to have access to the ballot and pushing it back against those people who are trying, those elected leaders in these states, who are trying to take the power from the people by making it more difficult for folks to vote.
Do you think the Democrats will have to exercise this nuclear option I've been reading about to get this voting legislation passed?
The president said in Atlanta, and what I feel very strongly about, is that we have to change the Senate rules so that we don't have these old rules. They're just rules. It's not in the Constitution. Say that a supermajority has to decide what's in the best interest of all the people. We should change the rules so that when it comes to one of the most fundamental things about our democracy, which is the right to vote, that the majority has the ability to make decisions on that. Especially again, in all these states that we are seeing where they're trying to unapologetically make it more difficult to vote, that they can't get away with that.
You brought up minority versus majority, and we're talking to Vice President Kamala Harris this morning on the Big Ticket Morning Show. House Minority Leader made some assertions this week that I would characterize as sore loser politics. Does that further put more emphasis on how important these upcoming midterm elections are?
Well, listen, the midterm elections, again, it is about people making decisions about who will represent them in office, and in particular in the United States Congress. And again, you look at like at the issue of voting rights. You look at the issue of what we did with the American Rescue Plan, which was about giving people an ability to have help with housing, have help with getting through the month. And not a Republican voted for it, right? On the voting rights bill, they won't even vote in favor of debating the issue, much less deciding the issue.
Wow.
So the midterm elections are going to be yet another opportunity for the American people to weigh in about what kind of leadership they want. And I would urge everybody to continue within the daily grind of your day and all that you have to do, and it is a lot. Please find the time to vote when it is time to vote, because there are very important issues that are at stake.
Indeed. Let's pivot really quickly to the scourge of the United States, COVID, which doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon due to the impact and its variants. Are we, in your mind or in your opinion, headed towards another lockdown? And if not, where are we headed?
We are not. Listen, let's be clear. We're not where we were in March of 2020. And none of us want to go back to that, right?
No.
If you think about it, between then and now, we now have vaccines. Everybody's got to get vaccinated. Who's eligible? Everybody's got to get vaccinated. We now have booster shots available. Mm. Everybody's got to get a booster. You know, over 90% of the people who are in the hospital or who are dying from COVID as of today are the people who are unvaccinated, and there is a way to deal with that, right? We have seen far too many people die,
right,
especially in our community. And so everybody has within their power the ability to avoid hospitalization and certainly to avoid death and to avoid having your family. And that means everybody's got to get vaccinated. Everybody's got to get boosted. That's the difference between now and before. We need to keep our schools open. And so we are absolutely going to make sure that that stays the case. 95% of America's schools are open. Back at the beginning of the pandemic, you remember that schools were closed and our children suffered horribly.
Right.
Now they are back open. We have sent out to the states $130 billion for schools, for things like masks and ventilation in the schools and tests, because we want our schools to stay open. Our children need to be able to go to school and catch up, much less advance in their studies. They're too bright. Their capacity is too great for us to deprive them of that opportunity to continue with their education.
Indeed, indeed. Vice President Kamala Harris in here with your boy Big Tig this morning on V103. A lot of people, there are a significant amount of people, not exactly happy that the administration is not followed up on the campaign promises. For example, President Biden pledged to cancel $10,000 per person in student loan debt. I know there's been things, you know, done to, you know, the forbearance and such and such. What do you have to say to those people who say y'all have not lived up to your campaign promises?
First of all, let me just say, I completely identify with the issue of student loan debt, having been somebody who had student loan debt. And that is why We have extended the pause on people in terms of being able to get to repay their loans by 3 months. We extended that because people need still more time. You know, look, the reality is that student loan debt is a major burden. It makes it harder to buy a home, to save for retirement, but much less retirement, to even buy a home and have a family.
Right.
And so these are important issues that I care deeply about. I've been passionate about relieving that burden for a long time. And we've got a lot of work to do in that regard. We really do. And we're going to have to be creative. But we want folks to be able to pursue their education and pursue a profession and pursue success without the burden of debt, which weighs them down instead of letting them soar.
I thank you for the time this morning, Vice President Harris. Thank you again for your hard work and dedication to us citizens here in Atlanta. And I hope to catch up with you in person on your next visit to the ATL.
I would love that. And thank you. And you take care. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.